We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean Doolittle with us here on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Joins us every Tuesday at 11:45. I don't know if you caught this. I feel like you guys are always, you know, get up to date on highlights and everything else because teams are playing at the same time as you. But the other night, Max Muncy hits a homer off Madison Bumgarner. And he didn't do anything egregious, in my opinion, right? This was not a Jose Bautista, admire it, bat flip.
In fairness, he did do something egregious, if I could correct you.
What did he do?
He hit a home run. He had the nerve.
He did have the nerve to
take
that
Bumgarner pitch and hit it over the fence. And that makes him a jerk,
as
you
know. And Bumgarner's like, I'm on highway patrol, not on my highway, brother. And he starts barking at him, cursing at him, chasing around the bases.
You're barely jogging. I'd prefer you run, young man.
Sprint, man. And I'm like, what are we doing?
By the way, if my team uses an opener, I'll refuse to take the mound. Madison Bumgarner.
Texas high school football. I guess I'm going to ask, A, just your thoughts in general. But, B, there's
we don't have an opinion on this, by the way.
Yeah, you probably tell where we're coming from. There's an old guard, Sean, obviously, that's, like, very angry at everything that's happening. And then there's, like, the let the kids play, folks, whatever. Now, here's where I stand. I don't love bat flips. I don't love guys, like, act like it's the first home run in the history of the world. But at the same time, let's stop throwing baseballs at people's foreheads. That's kind of where I'm at on this. But where are you standing kind of just in general of the tug of war between old versus new?
I'm pretty firmly in the camp of the new. I like that flair. I like the energy that guys play with. I like, even in that case the other day, I didn't think that what Muncy did was at all egregious. It's pretty much his standard reaction to every home run that he's hit over the last two seasons. And also, I don't know if you saw where that ball went, but that landed in Oakland. That almost crossed the bay. He could have watched it for a lot longer. But I don't know. I think, you know, there's the old thought process is that you have to respect the game, right? And act like you've been there before. But I think, like, you can also show how much you respect the game, how much you appreciate the opportunity to play the game, and, you know, how excited you are to help your team by having fun. That shows that you have, you know, an appreciation for this opportunity as well. Like, it's not, you're not disrespecting the game. Like, you love the game and you're enjoying playing it. I think it's weird that, especially in this particular situation too, the difference, there's only 1 year age difference between Bumgarner and Muncy. But you're right. It's more of a, maybe it's more of like a philosophy about how to approach the game. But as long as you don't do anything that's directed at the other player, right? You're not making eye contact with him. You're not pointing at him. You're not celebrating, you know, at him, or at the other team's dugout. You know, keep your eyes out of their dugout. I don't know. I think I think it's okay to have fun and show some character and some personality.
I got two real quick ones here in our last minute. You had a huge save where you punched a couple guys out with traffic on. I think it was at home against the White Sox, if I remember, Anibal's last start. And you had a huge, like, primal scream. I got hyped. But you turned around to center field and screamed, and I wonder if that was just a random thing or that's because you didn't want to annoy anybody.
No, I think it's more of a random thing.
Okay.
My momentum from the pitch might have carried me in that direction.
So you weren't, like, consciously like, oh, the White Sox dugout is there, so
I better remind
scream.
Victor Robles of something.
Right. And Victor Robles, I'm screaming at you. The other one is Tim Anderson, his first team celebration. And I love it. I'm all about it. Everybody hates him, and I can't get enough of him. But I wonder, like, is there a line for you if he's thrown his bat like a javelin? I mean, he's done all kinds of wacky things. If he hits a bomb off you, you're playing them today, and like he like pretends like it's a bazooka and starts like shooting guys in the infield. Like, are you just whatever he does is fine, or is there a line where you go, okay? Would I ever see Sean Doolittle come down off the hill and point at a guy or run around the infield with him like Bumgarner?
No, like I said before, as long as the celebration or the reaction to whatever that player does, whether it's off me or whoever, as long as it's not directed at specifically me, like if he did something where it was pointed directly at me or
yelled, get that bleep out of here. That's not, you got nothing or something.
I disrespect you, Sean Doolittle of the Nationals. Ha ha ha. And then he ran around the bases.
Well, especially if we don't have a history, right? If you have a history with the guy, then I think you should let him, they can settle that, together. And maybe it could be like hockey where everybody just like backs up and like forms a circle around them and they but like I don't know, like, yeah, no, like it's and that's the kind of been the thing that I've always said is what pitching in the high leverage situations late in ball games, there's a lot of energy. Like I don't take offense to it because I realize that if I get a big out in that situation, if I get a strikeout or I navigate a tough inning in a big spot, I'm probably going to have a reaction as well. Like you said, like I think I screamed on the mound the other day and like pounded my chest or something. Like I was like a wrestler, like Ric Flair or whatever, whoever it is. So like it goes both ways. If I'm gonna do that, I think then, I don't see a problem with a guy in a big spot coming through for his team, showing a little emotion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.